message.
Fear is one of the most primal and powerful forces shaping our human experience. It is an innate survival mechanism that is hardwired into our brains. It is designed to protect us from potential threats by triggering physiological responses like increased heart rate, rapid breathing, and heightened alertness. Now, while fear can be an uncomfortable and unpleasant emotion, it serves a critical evolutionary process. Fear cannot and should not be eliminated. Fear is a protective mechanism. It is what compelled our ancient ancestors to flee from predators, avoid environmental hazards, and exercise caution in dangerous situations. Even now, fear continues to play a vital role in keeping us safe. It warns us of potential risks. It prompts us to take preventive measures. Fear can motivate us to lock our doors at night, fasten our seatbelts while driving, or avoid walking alone in dimly lit areas. The power of fear extends far beyond our physical safety. It influences our decision-making processes, social interactions, and overall well-being in a variety of ways. Fear of failure, that can prevent us from pursuing our dreams or taking calculated risks that could lead to personal growth. Fear of rejection, that can hinder our ability to form meaningful connections and relationships. Fear of change, that can trap us into unfulfilling situations, just stifling our potential for progress and self-improvement. While fear undoubtedly plays a crucial role in our survival and decision-making processes, it is essential to recognize that unchecked fear, that can become debilitating and lead to paralysis, anxiety disorders, and a diminished quality of life. Excessive fear can distort our perception of reality. It can cause us to magnify risks and overlook opportunities. It can fuel irrational behaviors, breed prejudices, and hinder our ability to think clearly and rationally. The key to effectively managing fear lies in our ability to effectively manage and channel this powerful force. When we develop a better understanding of our fears and their underlying causes, we can begin to cultivate strategies for mitigating their negative impacts while harnessing their protective benefits. One effective approach is to confront our fears head-on through gradual exposure. When we systematically face our fears in controlled environments, we can train our minds and bodies to respond more adaptively, lessening the intensity of that fear over time. Rather than viewing it as an inherently negative force, we can choose to embrace fear as a catalyst for personal growth and resilience. When we face our fears and step outside of our comfort zones, we create opportunities to expand our knowledge, develop new skills, and build the mental fortitude necessary to overcome future challenges. Fear can be a powerful motivator. It can drive us to take preventative measures, seek out knowledge and resources, and implement safeguards to mitigate potential risks. In this sense, fear can be a constructive force. It can prompt us to take proactive steps to protect ourselves, our loved ones, and our community. Listen, ultimately, the power of fear, it's undeniable, and its presence in our lives is unavoidable. However, when we continue to adopt a nuanced understanding of this complex emotion and cultivate effective coping strategies, we can harness that fear's protective benefits while maximizing its negative impacts. Fear should not be viewed as an enemy to be vanquished. It is a natural force to be respected, managed, and channeled toward our personal growth and resilience.